9-43节.
Today's scripture reading is from the book of Luke. It's chapter 23, verses 32-33, verses 39-43.
我要用中文来读。
Xiaohong will be reading in Chinese. Brothers and sisters who read in English, please follow along.
路加福音第23章第32节。又有两个犯人和耶稣一同来处死，到了一个地方叫做独楼地，就在那里把耶稣钉在十字架上，又钉了两个犯人，一个在左边，一个在右边。第39节，那同钉的两个犯人有一个讥笑他说，你不是基督吗？可以救自己和我们吧。那一个就应声责备他说，你既是一个一样受刑的，还不怕什么？我们是应该的，因为我们所受的与我们所做的相称。但这个人没有做过一件不好的事。就说，耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。耶稣对他说，我实在告诉你，今日你要与我同在乐园里了。下面我们把时间交给牧师。
Children, you are dismissed for the Sunday school. We give the following time for Pastor, and Austin is translating.
This is a very special week every year.
我们知道今天是受难周的开始。
This is the first day of the Passion Week.
也是耶稣进耶路撒冷。
It's the day that Jesus entered Jerusalem.
大家知道耶稣进耶路撒冷是为了钉十字架。
We know Jesus entered Jerusalem to be crucified.
但是当他第一天到达耶路撒冷的时候呢，他受到的是非常热烈的欢迎。
However, the first day he entered the city, he was greatly welcomed.
而我们看到那些人对耶稣的热情甚至把自己的衣服把自己的外套，还有很多树枝铺起路来，让他在那里走过去。
We can see their enthusiasm. They even use their clothes and also the palm tree to put them on the road.
但我们在福音书里面常常看到这样的场景。
We can see this kind of scenario on the Bible.
在那个福音书里面，常常有很多 的人去追随耶稣，拥戴耶稣。
In the gospel, a lot of people they just follow Jesus.
但是我们看到呢，他们当耶稣钉十字架的时候，我们知道发现那些人都不见了。
However, when Jesus is crucified, we cannot see those guys anymore.
所以我们看到当耶稣受苦的时候，那些人都远离他而去。
We can see when Jesus is suffering, those people just left him.
他们喜欢一个大能的、能行神迹的耶稣。
They like a Jesus that is powerful and they can perform the miracles.
他们不要一个软弱的、一个被钉在十字架上面被羞辱的耶稣。
However, they dislike weak, crucified Jesus.
但是我们的信仰的标志是十字架，而不是神迹。
However, the symbol of our faith is the cross rather than miracles.
所以我们要在这一周里面，我们基督徒要很好的去思想。
So in this week, we should, we Christians should think carefully.
去重整我们的信仰。
To think about our faith.
去思想耶稣基督并他的钉十字架。
To think of Jesus and the cross he is crucified.
我们知道在十字架在第一世纪是非常令人恐怖 的一个刑具。
We know in the first century the cross is a terrible terrible tool to execute people.
我们知道那是没有受欢迎的。
No one liked the cross.
所以即使在今天，我们看到很多地方的这个 这很就是说在全世界里面我们知道很多的地方的十字架已经很流行了。
But we know that today in a lot of places in the world the cross is very popular.
但是最近我们发现中国还是例外。
We find recently Chinese is an exception.
而且是浙江特别的例外。
Except for the 浙江 province.
如果大家最近有看
especially for the
有看关于教会的新闻啊，我上次已经提过，上个礼拜已经提过了。浙江正在很多教会在面临被拆十字架。
I mentioned last week the news that in Zhejiang province, a lot of church, their cross is to be removed.
很多信徒呢非常啊刚强的要去护卫去保护啊这个十字架不让拆。
A lot of Christians, they just very briefly want to protect the cross.
对，但是呢，也有很多的基督徒在网上说，你可以拆掉我们这个有形的十字架，你拆不掉我们心中的十字架。
And also a lot of Christians said on the internet, you can remove the material cross, but you cannot remove the cross spiritually.
不过我认为这是不是矛盾的。
I don't think this is controversy.
就是我们一方面要努力争取去保护教堂的十字架。
On one hand, we should struggle to protect the cross of the church.
一方面我们也要思考我们的心里面的十字架。
On the other hand, we should think of the cross in our heart.
保罗说这个十字架要活化在你们的眼前，在你们的心里，就是画出来的，一个像活的画出来。
Paul said,
就像一个活的这个 picture, 对吧？
The cross should be like a living picture in your heart.
所以呢，我们在我们的心中啊，有这个十字架。
So we have the cross in our heart.
我们知道十字架大概是人类目前所知道的最啊最痛苦的一种啊最惨无人道的一种刑罚。
We know the crucifixion is maybe the most cruel way to execute people in human history.
但十字架变成一种美好的盼望。
But now, the cross is turned into a beautiful hope.
十字架变成一种爱的象征。
A symbol of love.
这是因为耶稣转变的。
That's because of Jesus Christ.
但我们知道，在历史上钉十字架不是耶稣一个人。
We know not only Jesus is crucified in the history.
在耶稣前前后后有很多人被钉十字架。
There are a lot of people crucified before and after Jesus.
所以在这里我们看到的关键的不是十字架。
So, we know what is important is not the cross.
而是因为耶稣基督被钉十字架。
It's the Jesus Christ who is crucified.
其实跟耶稣那一天跟耶稣一起钉的也有两个人。
There are two other people crucified together with Jesus.
他们没有转化这个十字架的意义。
They did not convert the meaning of the cross.
他们都因罪而死在十字架上面。
They died for their sin on the cross.
但是耶稣基督是不一样的。
However, Jesus is different.
其实耶稣那一天钉十字架是原先有一个人要被钉十字架，但后来被放掉。
We know that one person should be crucified on that day, but he is released.
我想问大家，谁知道那个人叫什么名字？
Do you know what's the name of that?
本来是那个人要被钉十字架，有的人说不要，我们要钉耶稣，所以我们要那个人把那个人放掉。
Originally, he was to be crucified, then he was released.
不是巴拿巴。
Barabbas.
对 ，Santa Barbara， 那个芭芭拉，是巴拉巴。所以那一个人是一个江洋大盗。
He is a very evil robber.
所以呢，他呢本来是要被钉十字架的。
He was to be crucified.
但是他突然被放掉了。
But he is released.
我忘记掉一个得过诺贝尔文学奖的一个人写过一篇小说，就叫做《大盗巴拉巴》。
I remember one guy won the Nobel Prize of Literature, wrote a novel named The Thief Barabbas.
然后呢，他的在那里面呢，就是描写这个巴拉巴看到耶稣为他钉十字架了，然后他心里开始很矛盾。
The story is the Barabbas saw Jesus was crucified for him. And
他说这个人到底是谁？
He thought, who is this guy?
为什么我应该被钉十字架的？我已经被定罪要钉十字架了，为什么突然冒出这个人来替我死？
Why I am judged to be crucified and this guy come out and just died for me?
所以他就不断的什么呢？去这个怎么？去这个到教会里面去打探消息，就是后来这个耶到耶稣的门徒那里去打探消息。
Then he go to always go to visit the disciples of Jesus to get some information.
后来呢，他就信主了，就成为基督徒了。
Then later he became a Christian.
后来甚至成为一个地方的主教。
He would become a bishop.
那当然这是小说啊。
This is a novel.
那但是这个小说呢，它要表达很深刻的道理。
But there is a very deep thought in this novel.
就是耶稣本来不应该被钉在十字架上面。
Jesus is not ought to be crucified.
是应该是那个叫巴拉巴的人。
It is parable that
而这个小说的这个作家，他的意思就是，我们其实就是那个巴拉巴。
The writer, the meaning of the writer is that we are Barabbas.
他呢，应该啊，我们应该被钉在十字架上面。
We should be crucified.
但今天耶稣为我们死了。
Today Jesus died for us.
所以使我们啊，使我们可以逃避，我们可以免去啊这样的审判。
So we can escape from such judgment.
所以每一个人都应该去思想耶稣到底是谁。
So everyone should think who is Jesus.
所以我们知道十字架本身没有任何能力，但是因为耶稣被钉十字架变得与众不同。
We know that the cross has no any authority. But
我们在所读的圣经里面，我们看到有三个人，耶稣还有两个强盗一起钉十字架。
We saw on Bible that Jesus and the two thieves they are crucified.
那么我们看这两个人的反应很有意思。
The reaction of the two thieves it's quite interesting.
我们看到通常我们知道这两个强盗，一个在左边，一个在右边。
We know the two thieves, one is on the right hand, one is on the left hand.
一个呢是怨天尤人的。
One just blame God and the people.
一个呢是悔改认罪的。
And the other one repent.
我想问大家，是左边的强盗最终信主得救，还是右边的信主得救？
I want to ask which one is saved, the right hand side or the left hand side?
啊，右边的啊，因为我们洗礼班刚上过课，在圣经里面右边都是好的。
We know in Bible the right hand always good.
所以那我刚到教会的时候，开始听这些故事的，他们的传道人永远都说右边的强盗得救了。
And when I'm in the church, the preacher always say that the right hand thief is saved.
可是呢，我找来找去圣经里面啊，没有说清楚是左还是右。
I cannot find any evidence in the gospel.
所以这没有关系，所以呢，我就不再说左和右啊。但是我们强调一，强调二，强调二哈。
I no longer see the left or right, but the thief one and the thief two.
其实在啊，这三个人钉十字架的这三种不同的十字架的体现出来三种不同类型的这个十字架。
So these three.Crosses, just the symbols of three different types.
其实这是一个世界的缩影。
This is a mini world.
是在我们的在人类的历史里面，我们面对罪、面对审判，只有这三种情况。
Facing the judgment, there are only these three types.
一种就是耶稣这种独一无二的，他被钉十字架是什么呢？是为罪人而死。
Jesus is unique. He is crucified for the sinners.
但是呢，那另外一种人是什么呢？另外一种人是因为罪而死。
The other type, they die because of their sin.
或者 die in sin 更
简单。Die in sin.
那另外呢，一个呢是什么呢？是死，但是向着罪死。
The third type, they die, but they die to the sin.
所以我们看到耶稣是为罪而死。
Jesus died for the sin.
有人是死在罪里面。
Some people die in the sin.
但有些人是什么呢？是向着罪而死。
And other people die to the sin.
这是不一样的。
That's different.
我们要来一个个来分析。
Let's analyze.
我们看这个强盗，第一个强盗就是这个怨天尤人 的这个强盗。
The first thief who blames a lot.
我们看到这个人，我们这个人被挂在十字架上面。
He's crucified.
然后呢？然后他在那里是什么样的一个表现呢？
So what did he say over there?
其实在在这个圣经里面没有描述，其实在钉十字架，在人挂在上面呢，都会发出那种听起来让人毛骨肃然的那种惨叫声音。
It's not written on the Bible, but when people is crucified, they will shout very terrible noise.
我不晓得多少人有看过那个Gibson 的那个电影，那个。
I don't know how much of you, how many of you. Passion of Jesus Christ.
那个电影有谁看过？那种场面非常的血腥。
It's very bloody movie.
当那个人被钉十字架的时候，那种发出那种惨绝人寰的那种惨叫。
When people is crucified, the sound is very terrible.
所以我们看到当人被钉在十字架上面的时候，他不是在那里不说话，而是可能充满各种各样的咒骂，各种各样的语言。
So when people they are crucified, they won't say nothing. They just curse.
而这一个人呢，他还有心思干什么来嘲笑耶稣
？So this man even he want to mock Jesus.
他三十九节说什么？你不是基督吗？可以救自己和我们吧。
He said, "Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us."
所以这个人在十字架上面，他没有去思想自己为什么被钉十字架。
So this man did not repent on the cross.
他自己遭遇这样的不幸啊，他不去反省。
He do not repent for his misfortune.
他不去问对自己问责。
He do not ask himself.
他首先埋怨的是谁？是上帝。
He blamed the God first.
我们知道人尝到痛苦的时候，我们第一个反应是什么
？We know when we feel the pain, what's our first reaction?
中国人的第一个反应常常是什么？天哪，为什么这个样子？
The typical Chinese reaction is God, why it's like this?
天哪，为什么没有眼睛？
God, why don't you have the eyes?
为什么呢？因为我受苦是不应该的。
Because my suffering is not fair.
而且我们总是看到他比我更坏，为什么他没有像我这么糟糕？
Why this man's even worse than me?
我们总是指着别人。
We always.
我们总是指着上帝。
We always blame God.
我们很少反省自己。
We never blame ourselves.
那所以这个强盗呢，就说你是基督吗？你为什么不可以救我？
So this thief said, "Aren't you the Christ? Why don't you save me?"
那我们我们很容易把这个责任都归到上帝的头上。
We always think God has the responsibility.
所以今天有很多中国的人常常会问基督徒一个问题。
So a lot of people in China always ask a question to the Christians.
如果有上帝存在，为什么会像中国发生文革这么悲惨的历史
？If God is there, why do we have the Cultural Revolution?
就是说，上帝为什么不在文革之前就让毛泽东去见他
？Why don't God just like Mao Zedong die before that?
毛泽东其实死了也不用去见上帝的。
After he died, he don't have to go.Meet God.
为什么会发生这样的历史
？Why is there such history？
我常常回答他，我说你先不去思想为什么中国人到底我们的责任在什么地方，直接就这么快的去问上帝。
Why don't you just think of our own responsibility rather than just ask God so quickly？
我说你听过中国一个说法叫做“祖宗作孽”吗？
Did you ever heard of one Chinese thing that your ancestor did sin?
我们必须很诚实的说，在那样的悲剧里面，不只是某个人的罪恶，而是几乎所有人都参与了这样的罪恶。
We know that in such tragedy, it's not only the sin of one man, but almost everyone is involved.
我们今天可以把责任推给政治家。
We can say it's the politician's responsibility.
但是呢，今天又害怕，不敢去指责政治家，又把责任归给上帝。
But we fear a lot. We don't want to blame them, so we blame God.
我们总是非常的质疑啊，我们总是很困难把问题来对准自身。
We are so self-righteous. It's very difficult for us to aim at ourselves.
那这个世界最大的自欺之一，就总是认为自己是无辜的。
The greatest self-deception in this world is think yourself is innocent.
在耶鲁大学有一个神学教授。
One theologist in Yale University.
那他呢提出有一个讲法，相当吓人的一个提法。
He has a very horrible saying.
他认为啊，这个世界在苦难中的人其实是没有绝对意义上的无辜者。
He says there is no totally innocent person.
他是东欧出生的。
He came from the East Europe.
如果我没记错，他的名字叫 Mr. Wolf。那在他呢，他呢，他说呢，这个在东欧的那种种族的屠杀里面。
The Professor Mr. Wolf said in the racial massacre in East Europe.
他看到在每一个种族里面，其实都有很多的罪恶在里面。
In every race, there are a lot of sins.
今天可能是这个族打败了。
Today, maybe this race is failed.
可能过几年是情况反过来。
Later, few years later, it's convert.
大家都是受害者。
Everyone is the victim.
大家都是作恶者。
And everyone is.
他就提出来说，其实我们要和解是要双方都意识到自己的罪。
The peace requires everyone knows their sins.
知道为什么这个说法非常吓人
？Why this is very terrible？
我们正在被追杀，说我们也不是无辜的，你知道这对他们有多大的挑战？
When someone is persecuted, you say you are not innocent. This is a great challenge.
大家知道，当一个人很受苦的时候，你对他说你是有罪的，他是很难接受的。
We know when a man suffers a lot, you tell.
其实什么情况下说他有罪都是很难接受的。
You are a sinner. It's very hard to accept.
但是正他觉得自己不应该受苦的时候，你说他有罪，就是他什么怒火中烧。
When he saw he is not all to suffer, you told him you are a sinner. He will feel very angry.
所以这个强盗的这个第一个强盗呢，他就是充满的那种是一种不平和愤怒。
So the first thief he's very angry.
他就去什么去嘲笑啊，就去指责啊，把这个矛头对准了基督。
He mock and blame the Christ.
我们知道世界上面的人很难能够来认清自己的本性，自己的罪的问题。
We know people in this world, it's very hard for them to know their sins.
在世界范围内，在世界范围内有三本非常出色的忏悔录。
There are three very famous confessions in this world.
第一本是古罗马的奥古斯丁写的。
First is written by the Augustine in ancient Rome.
第二本呢是法国的哲学家卢梭写的。
Second one written by the French Rousseau.
第三呢是俄罗斯的这个托尔斯泰写的。
The third one is written by the Russian Tolstoy.
卢梭在忏悔录的开头说什么？
What did Rousseau say on the in the beginning?
他说：“
of his confession?
我这个人
，I，
我的诚实，从前没有，现在没有，以后也没有。
My honesty is beyond compare in the past, now or in the future.
所以没有一个人会像我这样正直、坦白非常诚实的来看待自己。”
No one would so honestly confess himself like me.
大家知道吧，光看他这个开头就不像要忏悔的样子。
Even if we only look at the beginning, it does not look like that he wants to confess.
然后他接下来说什么呢？
What did he say later?
说上帝啊，让那个某某那个有名的人啊，到这到都到你的前面来吧。
He said, God, let some celebrities come to you.
你问问他，他敢说比我好吗？
You just ask him, dear, he say that he is better than me.
然后这个卢梭就向啊他的所有的这个论战的人呢、啊、叫嚣说什么？说你们都什么？都问问自己，你们真的比我好吗？
Then Rousseau ask everyone who is arguing with him, are you better than me?
所以他说，上帝啊，你是什么？明鉴人心，所以你知道有谁比我更好。
He said, God, you know everyone's heart, so you know who is better than me.
大家想想，这是忏悔吗？
Is this the confession?
所以他不如说是控告还比较直接一点。
He rather say this is an accuse.
托尔斯泰的忏悔录比他进步一点。
The Tolstoy's confession is better than his.
托尔斯泰在忏悔录里面呢，就说我自己很复杂，很虚空，很无助。
Tolstoy said, I'm so complicated, I feel hopeless.
为这个真理的问题我非常纠结。
I feel so painful for the truth.
对，他自己说，他用他自己话说，他说我被一种痛苦抓住，他说上帝啊，他说这种痛苦我只能被称为是寻求上帝的痛苦。
As he said, I was caught by a kind of pain.God, I can only call this kind of pain the pain of seeking God.
他在整本书里面就讲自己的这个思想挣扎。
So in the whole book, he just mentioned his struggling.
闭口不提自己放荡的生活。
But he never talk about his dissolute life.
托尔斯泰是有才华的，也是啊，也是有很多很多在这个思想上面有很多独特的地方。但是呢，他的行为是很不检点的。
He is very talented. He has very unique thought, but his deeds is very dissolute.
但是在忏悔录里面，他没有讲自己拿什么事情做错了，什么自己的罪的问题，不去面对这个问题。
He never mentioned he did anything wrong in the confession.
我们看到以忏悔录发表的书啊，都不是忏悔。
We see even the book with the name Confessions, it's not Confessions.
这个让我想起，在中国十来年前一场论文人间的论战，叫什么？叫到底谁应该忏悔
reminded me arguing between the Chinese in literature.
所以一个年轻的作家就指名道姓说某某人，你为什么还不忏悔
？So a young writer just asked.Someone, why don't you just?
然后呢，对方的回一篇文章叫“谁更应该忏悔
”？And that one just reply, who should confess more?
后来我看到呢，北京有个作家做了很好的总结，叫做“忏悔无门”。
So, a writer in Beijing make a very good conclusion. There's no way to confess.
这个作家刚刚来 USB 开讲座。
He just came to UCSB to have a talk.
所以。我们会发现啊，我们会发现，那在人的这种人很难去真正面对自己的问题。
We find that it's very hard for a human to think of our own problems.
所以呢，这个强盗他充满咒骂。
So this thief he just curses a lot.
心里面有很苦毒的东西，有恶毒的东西。
He's so painful and so evil in his heart.
我们要来看耶稣是怎么样的。
What about Jesus?
而耶稣在我们经文没有念，在34节，当耶稣被钉十字架的时候，他说什么呢
？In the verse 34, when Jesus is crucified, what did he say?
他说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
”He said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing."
这可能是在人类历史上从未出现过如此温柔、博爱和深刻的这样的一个爱的宽恕的表达。
Such expression maybe never saw before in the human history. So meek, so deep in love.
那些人正在钉子往他的手上钉的时候
，When they are crucifying him，
他说：“赦免他们，因为什么？因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。”
He said, "Forgive them because they don't know what."
耶稣在这里祈祷。
Jesus is praying here.
耶稣已经宽恕他们了。
Jesus already.
但他担心上帝不宽恕他们。
But he worries that God do not.
所以他自己已经宽恕了这些人，然后就祷告上帝说：“你也赦免他们吧。”
He has forgiven these people and he prayed to God forgive them.
我们通常的反应是什么
？What's our
上帝啊？难道你看不见吗
？God, can you see this? Can't you see this?
你什么时候才要为我伸冤报仇
？When will you revenge for me?
耶稣的心中没有仇恨。
There's nothing about revenge in his heart.
没有报仇的意念。
He don't want to revenge.
我们看到这个强，第一个强盗是完全不同的反应。
It's totally different than the
我们大概可以像中国的什么那些武侠片的那些什么战争片的那些场景。
We can think of the war movies or the
那中国武侠片的常常说你这么杀了我，我做鬼也不放过你。
In Chinese, in Chinese fighting movie, they said, "If you kill me, even I become a ghost, I will not stop revenging."
那所以呢，我们会可能会我们认为那种什么那种最伟大坚忍的品格就是什么？就是君子报仇什么十年不晚。
We think it's a virtue that for a righteous man, it's not late for you to revenge even 10 years later.
耶稣表达出来的是那种平静、那种宽恕。
Jesus is so peaceful and forgiving.
所以他表达出来是在十字架上面没有那种恶毒，没有那个怨言，没有咒骂。
There's no hatred, no curse on the cross.
他口中出来是如此甜美的声音。
It's so sweet voice from his mouth.
说赦免他们吧。
Forgive them.
你不要惩罚他们。
Don't accuse them.
说上帝啊，你不要惩罚他们。
Don't blame them.
所以我们知道十字架所表达的是什么。
So what does the cross express?
是一个仇恨的了结。
It's the end of the hatred.
是一个恶毒的了结。
It's the end of the
是一个爱的彰显。
It's the expression of the love.
所以南非有一个主教说写了一本书的那个 title 叫做没有饶恕就没有未来。
There's a book written by a bishop in South America named No Forgiving, There's No Future.
我要补充说的是没有饶恕那我们就没有办法存活。所以那个没有未来不是别人的未来，是我们的未来。
I want to see that without forgiving, we can even not live. So it's not others' future, it's our own future.
因为上帝如果不饶恕我们，我们早就没有办法再存在。
If God do not forgive us, we even cannot exist.
十字架表达出来的是上帝那种没有办法限量的恩典。
What the cross expressed is the mercy of God.
我们今天都用一个人的温柔，用什么羔羊来表达，像什么羊羔一样被宰杀。
We use the lamb to express one person's meekness.
替罪羔羊。
He is the scapegoat.
那所以耶稣在这里就是替罪羔羊。
So Jesus is the scapegoat here.
我们知道在钉十字架是一个极其痛苦的事情。
We know that it's very painful to be crucified.
耶稣在十字架上面总共有说了七句话。
There are seven sentences said by Jesus.
但是他其中有一句是撕心裂肺的在那里的呼叫。
One is a very terrible crying.
说我的上帝，我的上帝，你为什么离弃我
？My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
耶稣跟上帝是有极其亲密的关系。
The relationship between Jesus and God is so close.
是父与子的关系。
It's father and son.
他怎么能够跟上帝的那种分离？
How can he be separated from God?
我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
在这里面还有一个神学上很奥秘的事情。
There is also a very profound theological problem here.
耶稣作为上帝的儿子。
As the Son of God.
他在钉十字架的时候，他的神性怎么可能离开他呢？
When he is crucified, how can his divinity leave him?
上帝是无所不在的上帝，怎么会不在那个地方呢？
So God is everywhere. How can God not be over there?
在圣经里面的表达呢，这个叫做上帝的隐藏。
In Bible, this is called the hiding of God.
就是上帝在那里，但是他怎么呢？不施恩。
God is there, but he gives no mercy.
所以在十字架的那一个地方没有上帝的恩典。
So on the cross, there is no mercy.
没有上帝能力的护佑。
There is no protection of God's power.
没有奇迹发生。
No miracle.
所以那些人对耶稣说：“你如果是上帝的儿子，就跳下来吧。”
So those people said, "If you are son of God, just come out."
但是没有奇迹发生。
However, there is no miracle.
耶稣以最平常、软弱、耻辱的方式死去。
Jesus died in the most normal, weak, humiliated way.
我要提醒我们的就是我们的信仰就是这样一种被看为是软弱、被羞辱、没有奇迹、没有恩典的这样的一个特点。
So I want to remind you that our faith is regarded as weak, without miracle, humiliating faith.
这就是十字架所表达出来的。
This is what the cross expressed.
耶稣承担我们罪的审判。
Jesus suffered for us.
所以上帝在那个时候的能力、上帝的恩典都离开了他。
So the power and the mercy of God just left him.
但是呢？圣经里面讲到，哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。
So he just, it is mentioned on the Bible, he's pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities.
所以我们在十字架上面看到的是耶稣的软弱。
So we saw the weakness of Jesus on the cross.
是看到了被人认为这种是一种愚拙的方式。
People think this is a fool way.
但是呢，十字架所表达出的就是上帝的能力、智慧和爱。
However, what God expressed is God's wisdom, His power and love.
所以十字架好像看起来一点什么奇迹没有发生。
It seems that there is no miracle on the cross.
它就成了最大的奇迹之一。
However, it's the greatest miracle.
因为在那里，耶稣完成了人类的救赎。
Because over there, Jesus fulfilled the salvation of human beings.
十字架好像是最残忍的一种死法。
Seems the crucifixion is the most cruel way of death.
但是那表达出来就是上帝对我们的爱。
It expressed the love of God.
所以耶稣在十字架上面的表现是跟所有其他钉十字架的人不一样的。
So Jesus' reaction is quite different from any other.
那么我们就看到另外一个强盗呢。
Let's look at the other scene.
他可能就产生很大的一个困惑。
So he has a very huge problem.
他就去思考为什么那个强盗的表现是这样，耶稣却是这样。
He thought why that thief acted like this, but Jesus acted like that.
所以当那个强盗来嘲笑耶稣的时候
，So when that thief mocked Jesus,
他马上去责备他。
He just blamed that thief.
他说：“你难道不怕上帝吗？”
He said, "Don't you fear God?"
说我们死是因为自己的罪，但这个人是不应该死的。
He said, "We are punished justly for our, but this man has done nothing wrong."
你可能非常非常惊讶，这个强盗在这么短的时间里边，他怎么可能了解关于救恩的信息这么多？
You may marvel that how can this thief know such a lot about the salvation in this short time?
但他这里责备另外一个强盗说：“你怎么不怕上帝呢？”
He He blamed others, say, "Why don't you fear God?"
但是他怕上帝，肯定是还刚刚开始怕。
But he just began to fear God.
为什么？因为他之前要是怕上帝，就不会作恶。
If he feared God before, he won't do it.
他为什么突然开始会惧怕上帝？
Why he start to fear now?
因为他看出来，那这个钉在他中间，这个人，这个旁边的这个人是与众不同的。
He saw this man who is getting crucified is quite different.
所以耶稣所表达出来的那种上帝的爱，
so the love of God that expressed by Jesus,
让他感到害怕。
Make him feel fear.
然后他就说自己是什么该死的。
He said he ought to die.
所以在这里呢，这个强盗他就去思想耶稣到底是谁。
So he start to think who is Jesus.
但是我们竟然发现他竟然知道了。
We found he knows.
他说耶稣啊，当你再来的时候，然后你怎么样？你要纪念。
He said, "Jesus, when you come again, remember me."
那我们看到他怎么会懂得这么多 的信仰的事情
？How can he know such a lot about the faith?
没有时间了，但是我很简单告诉你，关于这个得救的强盗有一个秘传的故事。
I have no time, but about this saved thief, there is a.
我把过程全部省略掉。
There is a very.
就是说，当耶稣在
story,
耶稣做婴儿的时候，
yeah.
逃到埃及。
When Jesus an infant, he went to Egypt.
那邻居呢，有个孩子呢，长麻风要死掉了。
One of the neighbor's child, he's dying.
然后呢，这个耶稣呢。的母亲就对隔壁的人说
，So Jesus' mother just told her neighbor，
他说我儿子洗澡水，你拿去洗一洗吧。
Wash the baby with the water that my son used for washing。
然后结果呢？他就听了他的话，把耶稣的洗澡水拿去给那个小孩洗的，结果那个小孩就好了。
So the neighbor used the water from Jesus to wash that baby, and that baby just
后来。后来呢，耶稣就离开了埃及，但那个母亲一直就告诉那个孩子说，你以后在哪里碰到有个叫耶稣的，你要知道他曾经救过你。
Jesus left Egypt, but the mother just told that baby, if you meet anyone named Jesus, you remember he has saved you.
所以当他钉十字架的那一天，知道有一个叫耶稣跟他同钉的时候呢，他就吓得半死。
So the day when he's crucified, he know Jesus is also get crucified with him. He's so scared.
他可能就想起他妈妈所说的故事。
He remembered the story his mother told him.
不过这个传说不重要。
It's not important.
那只是呢，我相信是早期基督徒的一个比较有别出心裁的解释吧。
I saw this maybe explanation from the early Christians.
但是在这里的表达的重点是在于，
but what is important here?
这个强盗他死在十字架上面。
This thief died on the cross.
但是他敢面对自己的罪，去向着罪死。
But he dared to die to the sin.
所以他知道自己的死是应该的。
He know he ought to die.
但他也没有绝望，而是仰望耶稣，呼求耶稣的拯救。
He did not feel disappeared. However, he came to Jesus, asked for salvation.
所以他带给我们一个非常重要的一个启发是什么？
So he gave us a very important message.
就是当我们去面对十字架的耶稣，
when we are facing the Jesus on the cross,
我们不能够无动于衷。
We cannot,
we
not touch.
需要去思考。
We should think.
其实当耶稣钉十字架死的时候，在当时发生了地震，天上都出现很异常的情况。
We know that when Jesus is dead, there's earthquake and other miracles.
这叫天地动容。
The earth and the heaven is shaking.
所以当我们面对耶稣并他的钉十字架，我们不能够无动于衷。
So when we are facing the Jesus and his crucifixion,
我们是充满怨气的去死去。
We cannot die with hatred.
还是我们能够承认自己的罪，来呼求耶稣的拯救，勇敢的去克服面对这个死亡。
all we just face the death encourageously, repent and come to Jesus.
还是有更多的基督徒背起十字架跟随耶稣，像耶稣一样能够为别人受苦。
So more Christians can take their crosses and like Jesus suffer for others.
所以我希望我们接下来的这一周的时间里面，
I hope in the following week，
我们得不断的去思考十字架的信仰。
Let's always think of the face of the cross.
就再去思想十字架的恩典。
Think of the grace on the cross.
那就是透过耶稣的受苦所带给我们的爱。
The love through the suffering of Jesus Christ.
让我们可以像保罗一样说，我们不知道别的，只知道什么？耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Let's like Paul said, we know nothing but Jesus who is crucified.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们要来去思想那这十字架。
We are going to think about the cross.
我们知道我们都是应当被审判。
We know we are ought to be judged.
我们没有任何的借口。
We have no excuse.
因为在你的律法已经显出我们的罪。
Your law has manifested our sins.
然而你爱我们，
However you love us,
差遣你的儿子耶稣来替代我们的刑罚，
Send your son Jesus to die for us.
叫我们因信可以得享平安，
make us have peace because of our faith.
当我们看到连上帝的儿子也要遭受这样一种一种痛苦的惩罚，
When we see that even the Son of God will face such,
为了承担人的罪，要以这样屈辱的方式来死去，
die in such humiliating way for human sins,
我们岂能够不惧怕上帝？
How can we not fear?
因为你对罪是你是不能够纵容罪恶。
Because you cannot bear any sin.
你要以公义来审判世界。
You use your righteousness to judge the world.
所以我们在你面前应当恐惧战惊，做成得救的功夫。
So we should tremble before you and fulfill our salvations.
另一方面，我们看到十字架耶稣所表达出来的爱。
On the other hand, we see the love of you that is manifested.
我们又岂能无动于衷？
How can we not be touched?
希伯来书的作者警告我们说，拒绝这么大的救恩，你怎能够陶醉？
The writer of the book of Hebrews said, if you deny such salvation, how can you escape from the judgment?
主，你保守我们的心怀意念。
God protect our heart.
让我们能够在受难周里面，让我们能够更多的来思想。
Let us remember you in the compassion week.
就你的十字架的救恩，
Your salvation on the cross.
以来求你自己也来光照我们心里面的问题。
Let your light bright our heart.
使我们的所有的重担在十字架这里被释放。
Let all of burdens be relieved.
所以
on the cross.
让我们所有的愁苦在十字架这里能够得到安慰。
Let all of our hatred be comforted.
那使我们的所有的焦虑，我们的痛苦，能够在十字架这个地方能够被带走。
Let all of our pain and stress be brought away from on.
你看顾保守我们下面的时间。
Save our time for.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.